Hello, welcome back to the Millennial Music Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Andre Flood. This podcast is entirely unplanned. I was actually just organizing my office, cleaning up a little bit. I looked at my analytics and I realized that I hadn't recorded one of these in quite a bit of time. And I actually have some things to update you on, so I figured this would be a great time to do so. Because I am about to climb into another hole of work. Let me explain. As I'm recording this podcast, it is November 2022. It is the Sunday night before Thanksgiving. And there are, I believe, 6 or 7 weeks left in the year. And it's also obviously holiday season. So there are a lot of different things going on. The first thing is that I'm getting sponsorship offers from different companies. I'm getting emails, hey, we'd like a, you know, 6-week deal. We'd like a one-off deal, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm doing my best to negotiate on my own behalf and to make choices that are good for my channel and good for me, good for my viewers. Decisions that won't make me a sellout, but decisions that will still be on brand, so to speak. And I've attempted to reach out to a few agencies to help me with this because, you know, even if I don't have an agent that takes care of this for me and then takes 20%, even if I don't go that route, and even if the agency I emailed won't work with me because I'm not big enough yet, I do think it will be great if I can at least get a consultation. Because it's quite difficult to negotiate when you don't know the standard terms of agreements across the board for people in the industry. So I sent an email to an agency saying basically, hey, I'd love to pay you for a one-off consultation because I'm in this position. I'm getting sponsorship offers. I want to take some, but I also want to be intelligent when I go into these negotiations. And this is a lesson for everyone else too, who eventually gets approached for things like this. Don't rush to make a choice here. Don't rush to say to a company, yes, I'll do what you want me to do. Don't rush to take money when it's thrown at you. I think that it's much more mature when you can sit down and calmly say to a company, this is not a great time right now, but perhaps we can do business in the future. I like, or you maybe say to a company, I like your offer, but for me, a 3-week deal versus a 6-week deal, that would be better. Maybe you say $300 per video is a nice offer, but I think my channel is worth 500 or 300 plus affiliates, whatever the case may be. I'm making some of this up. And so that's the first thing. I need to find a way to reach out to people to get some advice on how these things should be dealt. I don't need advice on which ones I should and shouldn't take. I have a strong belief about which sponsorships are good for my channel, which ones are bad for my channel. And if I don't believe in a product, I'll never have it on my channel, period, no matter what the money is. But even for the things that I do want to include on my channel, I of course want to make sure I'm getting what I'm owed. I want to be paid what I'm worth, so on and so forth. But the fact that we're now 6 months in and I'm getting sponsorship offers, and some of them are for money, for real, from real companies, I think that is, well, I'll just say it. That's an amazing achievement. That is an amazing achievement. This podcast is, of course, not about me bragging, but it's about me documenting the truth of what happens and what I witness and what I experience. And listen, I'll get people who comment on my channel all the time who have YouTube channels, and they'll feel the need to tell me what I'm doing wrong and what I should be doing and why what I said wasn't the right thing to do. And every single time someone does this and I look at their channel, they have 400 videos to my 50 videos, and they have 500 subscribers to my 6,000 subscribers, and they've been doing it for 4 years to my 6 months. And I know that sounds very arrogant. I know it does, but listen, clearly I'm doing something right. Clearly my intuition is decent, at least. And maybe if the people who are criticizing were to follow some of my lead, it might actually help them. I'm not sure why I even brought that up. Let's continue with this update and what's been going on. So that's one thing. I need to find a way to pay someone to consult. I need to consult with somebody so I can learn more about these brand deals and all of that stuff. Ultimately, my goal with that would be to have the ability to get sponsors outside of guitar. And I've already talked about that on my second podcast, along with my viewers of my YouTube channel. We already have a running joke that I want to be one of the first guitarists to be sponsored by Manscaped. For those of you who don't know, they're basically like a company that sells clippers for body hair, you know, or Gatorade. My dream is to get sponsored by companies that have nothing to do with guitar. And I think that's a smart goal. And it's a smart goal for a couple of reasons, in my opinion. Number one, if I get sponsored by companies that have nothing to do with guitar, I can retain all of my ability to say whatever I want about guitar stuff without worrying about financial backlash. And we just don't see that a lot. We don't see YouTube channels that have a ton of sponsorships from other companies. It's always a guitar company or a music company, and that's fine. I want to do that too. But these companies outside of guitar often have more money on top of that. They have bigger marketing budgets. They have a larger reach. All of that stuff. So in addition to whatever guitar companies I would love to work with, because I trust their products and I believe in their stuff, in addition to that, I really think it'll be fun and exciting and a big change of the industry if I can get sponsorships in other aspects. One thing also to keep in mind is that my viewers and really the guitar YouTube thing in general, it's largely male dominated. My viewers were like 98.9% male. Most of them are older than me, about 40 into the 60s. A couple a little bit younger, but for the most part, I have an older viewership. What would be bad about having a body hair trimmer sponsor, something like that? You know? So that's the thing I've been thinking about a lot lately. But that's actually the smaller thing, because we need to talk about the bigger thing. I need to have, and we're going to talk about my plans for 2023 in a different podcast, but in order for me to have the plans happen the way I want them to happen, I need to have this course suite, these four courses up by mid-December. Four full courses, rhythm guitars level 2, 3, 4, and 5, rhythm guitar level 1, I made for free on YouTube. But levels 2, 3, 4, and 5, four course suite, $50 each, I think. $200 total for the whole suite. Full video courses, PDFs, backing tracks, all of that stuff. I need to get that done in the next, 2 to 3 weeks. And that's a lot to do. That is a lot to do. I've already started it, of course. And I got a decent amount done. I'm almost done with the first course. But I obviously have a lot more to go still. I'm looking at the calendar right now. I guess technically speaking, I have... We'll say 4 weeks. So that's not bad. I have this week. If I finish it in 4 weeks, it will launch mid-December. So that's a good amount of time, but these things take a lot of time to get done. And in addition to that core suite, I also am going to be releasing a much less expensive item, which is basically going to be a course a free podcast extended on motivation, practicing, routines, all of that stuff, mindset for guitar playing, all of that, along with a short ebook to go along with it for probably around $20, $30, something inexpensive. And I'm hoping that inexpensive thing can help a lot of people, basically all of my viewers, versus my courses, which are not always targeted at people who play. So my courses, a lot of my viewers may not play the music that I teach in my courses. But all of my viewers who play guitar, which is basically all of them, could benefit from that cheaper course for $20-$30. So hopefully those who even aren't interested feel like it's good for them to support me in that way. I want to have those all ready by mid-December. So we're talking four courses and an ebook and a lecture. And we got to start working on it. Now, I started working on this 2 weeks ago, but then the basement that I work out of started getting renovated. There was a new bathroom being put in, being installed. So for basically 2 weeks, I couldn't do any real work past around 8 o'clock. I also had a bunch of work obligations the week before last. So between the extra work obligations and the construction, my work was slowed down. My practice had been slowed down. And yeah, it's been rough. And now I'm finally getting time to work again starting tomorrow. But Thanksgiving is Thursday, which means Wednesday I have to go shopping to get the groceries and all of that stuff. So it's not the best time. The holidays are not coming at the best time for me personally because I wouldn't get to work. But that's the plan. We have a lot to talk about still because I need to talk a lot about what happened in 2022. Some things that I messed up on, some things that I'm going to improve in 2023, the new direction of the channel in 2023, and all of that stuff. But before we can talk about that, I have to get through these next 3 to 4 weeks. I have to get through uploading these courses and this little ebook. So between now and the next 3 weeks, that's full steam ahead, working on that as hard as possible. And then doing my best to maintain the YouTube channel as well and continue to grow out my regular videos. Batch recording content whenever I can. So on and so forth. So that's the update. I'll talk to you soon.